praise the Lord. My spirit, soul, and body shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. I give you the glory. I give you honor. I give you adoration. The lover of my life, I say thank you, Jesus. The lover of our lives, we appreciate and exalt you. We exalt you for the second Saturday in the month of January 2026. We are so grateful. We bless your holy name. We bring our sacrifices of praise unto you, our God. We bring our sacrifices of worship unto you, our God. We bring our sacrifices of thanksgiving unto you, our God. We bring our sacrifices of honor unto you, the one and only true God. Lord, we appreciate you. We exalt you. We say thank you, Jesus, for another day. Anytime we see the dawning of another day, we say thank you for this opportunity. It has not been by power nor might, but by your spirit, O God. It is not of him that runneth or willeth, but by your mercy. Thank you for showing us mercy in the journey of our lives. Lord, we magnify you. We'll give you all the glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Faithful are you, God. Lord, we appreciate you. We exalt you above all the earth. We bless and appreciate you. We thank you for our going out and our coming in. We say thank you, Jesus. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. You are good to us. From the past to the present, you have been good. My Lord Jesus, I worship you. We worship you together as a family. We appreciate and exalt you for who you are, for what you are doing, and for what you will do. We bless you because great are you, Lord. Above the earth, great are you, Lord. Lord, we open our heart. From the depth of our heart, we say thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing, for who you are. You are the strength of our life. When we are weak, you are strong. You are the pillar that holds our life. You are the grace that has kept us. Your mercy says no. Your mercy said no to anything contrary and everything contrary to your will for our lives. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. We are so grateful. Lord, from the depth of our heart, we are grateful. We appreciate you, O God, for this country, Nigeria. Thank you, because in you we live, breathe, and have our being. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Today is the 10th day in the month of January. Lord, we say thank you. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today is the 10th day in the month of January 2026. Another Saturday, we give God the glory. I want us to make these declarations with me in faith that as I go today, as I continue in the journey of this year, I continue in the grace of God. I continue in the strength of God. The grace of the Lord will keep me moving in the name of Jesus Christ. All my journey throughout this year and beyond, I will journey in the mercy of the Lord. Father, let your mercy speak for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says you have mercy on whom you have mercy on. Lord, amongst the people that you have mercy, make me a partaker of your mercy in the name of Jesus. All the day of my life, let me enjoy your mercy in the name of Jesus. Let my children enjoy your mercy. Let my home enjoy your mercy. Let my spouse enjoy your mercy. Let the works of my hands enjoy your mercy. Let every areas of my life enjoy your mercy. Let your mercy expose everything that is not of God in my life. Let your mercy redeem my life from the pit of hell. Let your mercy redeem me from everything that is not of God. Let your mercy do everything that my life needs. Let your mercy do the work of repair. Let your mercy do the work of restoration. Let your mercy do the work of strengthening. Let your mercy do everything that needs to be done in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will enjoy the mercy of God beyond human expectation, beyond my imagination. The mercy of the Lord will speak for me. The mercy of the Lord will speak for you. The mercy of the Lord will speak for our country, Nigeria. The mercy of the Lord will speak for everyone that is representing one country or the other, that the mercy of the Lord will speak for us in the name of Jesus Christ. We will glory in the mercy of the Lord. We will walk and do all things in the mercy of the Lord. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again, brethren. We want to thank God for the journey so far and how the Lord has been helping us in this journey of broadcast. At the beginning of the year, through the minister of God, we learned that our anchor scripture that has been given to us through the minister of God was taken from the book of Exodus chapter 14 verse 15. It said, go forward. Throughout this week, the man of God has been opening our eyes to what go forward means. It means different meaning to different persons. Go forward can mean a charge to pray to some people. Depending on the instruction, you know, as human, as children of God, we walk with the instructions that God has given to us. The instruction that is given to you might not be the instruction that is given to me. Every one of us have consecration that is peculiar to us. And he said to some, it means a charge of prayer that is regarding go forward in different aspects of life. He said to some, it means a charge to pray. He said to some, it means a charge to arise. He said to some, it's a charge to change location. And to some, it is a charge to stand and move in obedience. And if you feel that yours is not here, find yours. And what is the meaning of that go forward saying to you? The meaning of go forward to you is different from me. And we have to follow the instruction that is peculiar to our life. But today we'll be looking at this area. Last week we talk about Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, and we are continuing in that realm. And today's topic we are talking about, I will show you the way. Jesus is the way to the Father, and Jesus is saying, I will show you the way. Who is the way? Jesus is the way. Way to who? Way to the Father. Who is our Father? God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the one who established everything by his command, and everything came to existence. So he is showing us the way to the Father, who is God. We'll be taking our Bible scripture from the book of Psalm chapter 32 verse 8. He says, I will instruct you, I will teach you the way you should go, and I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. He says, I will teach you the way. Because he is the way to the Father, if we are not taught the way, we will not know the actual way to go. He said, I will teach you the way you should go. I will teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. And John, he says, that's Holy Spirit that you have received will teach you all truth. He will teach you what to do. The only personality we need in the way is the Holy Spirit teaching us the way to the Father. He says, I am the way. I will teach you the way. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, I ask for mercy. Let me see the way you are directing me. Let your mercy open my eyes to the way you are directing me. In this journey of 2026 and beyond, my daily journey, Holy Spirit, I ask for mercy. Let your mercy open my eyes to the way you are directing me, in the name of Jesus Christ, in every areas of my life, that particular direction that my life needs. Lord, open my eyes to it in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to just open our eyes to the meaning of way. Way means it is the means to enter or to leave a place. Way is a means, is a channel to either enter or leave a place. He says, I will show you a way. And talking about this way, you know, he has told us that we should go forward. Go forward where? Is he a means to go forward by entering, or is he a means of go forward by leaving a place? To some, it might mean to enter, and to some, it means to leave and to enter into another place. But if you don't leave where you are, there is no way you can enter into another place. That is why he says, my eyes will be upon you to teach you, to counsel and direct you in the way you should go. Amen. He's saying, I will show you the way, because you don't know the side of the coin that pertains to us. Using 5 human senses, you might feel that, oh, my own meaning of go forward means to just continue the journey, and it might be to leave that place to go into another place. So we don't need our 5 senses in this area. That is why we need the Holy Spirit to teach us the actual way that pertains to us. He said, I will show you the way. And this way is in 2 ways. Like I said before, your own may be a way out, and your own may be the way in. So in the journey of life, many of us have consciously or unconsciously moved or gone into the way that it is not the way of God for our life. And this way has set trapped for many of us over time. And if the Lord doesn't open our eyes to see that the journey we are heading towards is a trap, it is not the true way. Jesus is the only way, the true way to the Father. And anybody going contrary to the way to the Father is a trap. So I want us to pray and tell God that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, any journey I have embarked upon that is a way different from your way, any journey that leads to trap and destruction that I am heading into, or I have headed into, the Lord, in your mercy, take me out of that. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy bring me out of every way contrary to the way of my life. Let your mercy draw me out of every way that the end is a trap. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we pray, the Lord will bring us out all out of every way, every journey that we have embarked on or upon. Amen. Many of us have blindly embarked on the journey that is contrary to the will of God for our lives. And the end is a trap. The end is destruction. Many of us have consciously and unconsciously trapped ourselves because of the choice we took, because of the choice of journey we took. And the end is destruction. The Bible says there is a way that seems right, that looks right in the eyes of men, but the end of it is destruction. Because we are blinded as human, many of us have been trapped. And this has made our life to be in a fix, but most of the time we don't know until the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to see that the way we are going to is the way contrary to the will of God for our life, that we need to come out of it to re-enter into it, the actual way that He wants us to go. We will become trapped. Pray and tell God, Father, in the name of Jesus, every journey I have embarked upon, every journey that looks right, every journey that glitters, that look good, I have embarked upon, that is a trap for me, that in the name of Jesus Christ, mercy of the Lord, bring me out in the name of Jesus Christ. Because we are looking at the aspect of a charge to arise and pray. The Lord, I arise in your mercy. The Bible says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Because the glory of the Lord is risen upon me, that in the name of Jesus, I arise from the journey, or from the journey of destruction. I arise and redirect myself through the right way, who is Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I get my feet back on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I walk through in the right way in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I said earlier, the way is in two forms. We have the way out and way in. And when we are talking about way in, there are some that our journey is us coming out first and retracing our steps back to God. The Lord, help me to retrace myself in any way I've missed it, in any way I've gone in the journey that is not of God. Lord, let your mercy speak for me in Jesus' name. The Lord, let your mercy bring me out of the way that is not of God, and redirect me in the way that is of God in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to say, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon my life. Let your mercy expose everything that is not of God in my life. Psalm 122 says, peace in my walls and prosperity in my palace. Cause your mercy to create peace in my walls and prosperity in my palace, because you are the true way. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your mercy speak peace into my walls and prosperity into my palace in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 30, your ears shall hear a word behind saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or whenever you turn to the left, the Lord in the journey of my life, either I turn to the right or to the left, let your spirit be my guide. Let your mercy show me the way. Let your mercy direct me in the right path. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to walk in the path contrary to the will of God for my life this year in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your spirit teach me to the right path, to the right, to the left, either forward or to go back and retrace my step. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, our anchor scriptures given to us by our Father in the Lord in the church said, heaven of mercy reign on me. I want us to begin to say, heaven of mercy reign upon me in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, show me mercy. Anything that needs, every hidden secret in my life, I want you to be intentional about this prayer. Every hidden secret in my life that I am not aware of, let your mercy expose. In the name of Jesus Christ, every hidden secret in the place I came from, in the generation I came from, that I'm blinded into, that is making the journey of my life to be distorted, that is not making my life to be straightforward, that is preventing me from going forward, that in the name of Jesus Christ, let your mercy expose it. In the name of Jesus Christ, as your mercy is exposing it, begin to destroy everything that is written contrary against me. In the name of Jesus, I blot it out by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, everything written contrary against me, against my spouse, against my children, against my home and my ministry, everything working contrary against the will of God that is preventing me from moving forward, in the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus blot every handwriting out, in the name of Jesus Christ, every hidden secret that I am not aware of, let your mercy expose and begin to destroy it. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your mercy help me in redirecting myself, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your mercy fight my battles for me and give me deliverance on all sides, in the name of Jesus Christ, fight everything secret in the name of Jesus and give me deliverance. The Bible says I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. Lord, I am holding my peace. Let your mercy give me deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance from the known and deliverance from the unknown in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy expose and let your mercy set free in the name of Jesus. I receive my freedom. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, show me the way out. Give me victory on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven of mercy, reign upon every areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven of mercy, reign upon every areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 35, it says the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let the power of the Most High overshadow me in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come upon me and let the power of the Most High overshadow me. Let the light of God begin to expose everything that needs to be exposed. And as it is exposing, the Bible says the light shines in darkness and darkness could not comprehend it. Let your light shine and expose every darkness and let your light burn everything that is not of God in my life, that I will be free in the name of Jesus, that I will receive my freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want to appreciate God for the opportunity to be able to pray this prayer. I pray that beyond the prayers that we pray, the mercy of God will answer for us in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, if we are not in Christ, we cannot be bold and confident to say those prayers. And that is why I'm using this medium to tell you that anyone that the Son sets free is free indeed. We have the freedom because we have Jesus as our backing. He is our standby. He is always there for us to fight for us. And that is why we are beckoning on you, that you should come and join with us and enjoy Jesus, the authority that we back in, the authority that we have to be able to silence everything that is not of God. Come and give your life to Christ. Accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Let him rule over you. Let him be the Lord of your life. Let him show you the way. Let him lighten your path. Let him teach you the way to go. Let him teach you to start your journey afresh in him. And as you make that effort, the Lord will help you. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will open your eyes to see more of what you're supposed to know in Jesus Christ. And that you will be able to be a partaker of those who are walking towards this heavenly home. In the name of Jesus Christ. We will all make it to heaven. We will not lose it in Jesus' name. We will know the Lord more and we will walk consciously in the will of the Lord for our lives in the name of Jesus. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Good morning and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.